Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. In today's episode, we'll be dealing once again with German words that sound like something else in English. Fucking hell. This title may sound harsh, but in this case, fucking isn't fucking, and hell isn't hell at all. Find out why in today's episode, and it gets better. You will also learn why bad in German is not bad at all. Let me tell you, it has something to do with beer and with spas. Stay tuned to find out more. Fucking hell. I'm terribly sorry if this title offends you, but, in my defense, it is not what you think it is. This week's story, which is related to a subject discussed here in all seriousness before, starts in a village in Austria, situated 33 kilometers north of Salzburg. Just like a considerable number of other places in Bavaria and Austria, its name ends in ing. Can you guess what the first part is? Fuck. Yes. Again, no expletive. Indeed, the place is called Fucking. In case you were wondering, it is pronounced with a closed U, as in put. Obviously, due to its similarity with a tremendously rude English word, the place has gained some fame in English-speaking countries. The poor inhabitants of Fucking, of course, can't help it. But if they had a really wicked sense of self-deprecating humour, they would have done what a German company did in 2010. They went to court and won the right to name a beer Fucking Hell. Hell is the equivalent of pale. Ein Helles is the common expression for a light lager as opposed to a dark beer. So in German, it makes perfect sense to call a beer from Fucking, Fucking Hell. The court obviously agreed. Never mind that Fucking has no brewery. Yet. So there you go. During my research for this blog entry, I came across an Austrian film called Bad Fucking. Bad, spelled B-A-D, in German means bath or bathroom. And in names of towns and villages is a relic referring to the fact that there are some types of, usually thermal, springs in the area, as in Bad Saro. So these places are historic spa places. There is no real place called Bad Fucking, but there might as well be. So next time you've had a bad day in the Salzburg area, why not think, to hell with it, and have a Fucking Hell for substantiation? Sounds effing splendid! Next week, we'll deal with a much more cultured form of pastime. Did I hear someone say, boring? The Pommers Buddha says, let's call a Fucking a Fucking. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.